With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So there's a survey that they come out with that said that 1 in 5 Americans, that's 20% of us, have started a home improvement project solely for the reason to one-up their neighbors. How about that? Congratulations, wow. America.
I'm in the 80 percentile then on this one. Yeah. I don't care what my neighbors are doing, and I don't care if they know what I'm doing.
Yeah, so you don't keep up with the Joneses, huh?
No, I just want to make sure my house looks nice, just so that the neighborhood doesn't look bad. And I get annoyed when people don't keep up with their house. Like, if they don't mow their lawn or they make their house look like a pile, that annoys me. But I'm not trying to one-up somebody with a more awesome-looking lawn or more awesome Christmas light decorations.
Yeah. I was never that guy either. As a matter of fact, I was the guy you'd hate in the neighborhood, but I was a renter. And then when I became a homeowner, I'm like, you know what? I gotta keep it up. But I can't be mad at anybody that keeps their house like crap, because I was that guy. And I have a lot of folks that rent in my neighborhood, and so I really can't yell at them because I was exactly that guy. I always felt like, you know what? It's the homeowner's job. It shouldn't be my job. I'm renting.
So do you think it boils down to, I feel like it boils down to two things. It's that competitive spirit that some people have.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Anything that they do. And also just pure jealousy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People do. They're spending an average of $3,500 on home improvements, renovations, all just to impress or one-up others. That's all they're doing. And, I mean, is nowadays where we're kind of, I mean, I don't know if we even like our neighbors like we used to. So is it even worse that you go, F him, I'll show him, as opposed to, you know, you used to get along, go, hey, Smith, how do you think of my lawn? And they go, your lawn, check this out. And
I dumped it. Just in case. Wow. Dude, that was the best thing that's ever happened. Dude.
Oh, my God.
Bigger deck.
So Steve was talking about how he was going to impress his neighbor. Go, oh, yeah, I'll show you. You think your deck is nice. I'm going to get a bigger. And he did not say deck. Steve did not say deck.
Well, I dumped it. So
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that was the moment in my brain where it said, don't say it, don't say it, don't
you
say
said it.
My mouth said it.
The internet heard you, though. The internet got to hear the whole thing if you were streaming KISW.
Congratulations on that.
On radio.com. That's a good reason to get the app. Like, so, Steve, you're going to have to get some pills. I mean, if you really want to compete with your neighbor and get a bigger, you're going to have to get some pills.
Yeah, I'm about to get that.
Watch out. The FDA just came out, and some of these, you know, Q13 did a story. These pills you want to get, some of them may not be good for you. So,
okay, well, I never thought that they actually were.
Yeah, there you go. So,
wow.
Yeah, bigger deck is what you meant. Yes.
But in a weird way, that's what you're trying to compensate for, I feel like.
Well, you know something? There is something about that. I can't speak for women, but dudes that are competing, it really is a blank measuring contest. We just do it in the way our lawns and houses look, that we're spending $3,500 in home improvements just to have a blank measuring contest.
And I feel like women do the same thing, but they do the inside of the house with the decorations and the cabinets and, you know, curtains and all that crap.
I'll have my wife sometimes where we'll go see someone's house, and it's not really a competition. It's just more just inspired. It's like, that's cool. We recently just went to an open house. Not that we're planning on moving, but there's a style of house that she really likes, and it was an open house in that style of house. I can't remember the guy's name. Monarch, I think, is the name of the guy that makes them. JP something, I think. And they had a house.
JP Patches. He makes great houses.
JP Patches. They're very colorful.
Yeah.
But it was in Bonnie Lake. I'm like, oh, we're already in Bonnie Lake, so let's just check it out. And man, that was the worst idea ever, because it just makes you feel inadequate with the home that you have, even though we love our home.
And you have a really nice home, but yeah, it's always better. There's always a bigger fish.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing to do.
Barn doors.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, fireplace outside.
Those Street of Dreams type situations.
Yes.
You feel like, oh, you're like, oh, what am I doing here? I hate this.
I was like, oh, man, if we had the cash, that'd be awesome, but we don't.
Like shiplap and white shaker cabinets and.
Yeah.
See, Vicky's got the bug.
See, I love that too.
Vicky's got the bug. Once you buy a house, you're done. You're screwed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I have no money, but I wanted to do all that to my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the folks that they surveyed, almost half of them said, yeah, there is a big competition among their neighbors to have the best house on the street. And as soon as about half of the folks walk into somebody else's house, like you said, man, you want to do a renovation, you're going, whatever. You know, it's funny because in my neighborhood, we did that and had some neighbors walk in. And every house was done the same, and they were built in the 70s. So it had this lodge, woodsy look. Yeah. And we really updated it. We took out the beams, and we really made it a bright house, almost like a California-style house as far as how bright it looked in there. And the neighbors were like, whoa. And immediately, next thing you know, there they are. They're doing their own remodel.
Oh, here, JK Monarch. This is the house that we looked at.
Oh, that's a nice joint.
Right.
These Monarch people know what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you see, you walk into a place like that, it's so open and awesome. No wonder you're going to feel crappy about the place you live in.
It's like, what do we do this to ourselves for?
Why does Monarch do this to us? Come on, JP.
JK.
Oh, him too.
You're showing me house porn.
All right.
Right. There's the barn door.
Where's the JP Patches house? I thought you said you were going in there too.
That's Mercer Island.
And look at this.
They have built-ins.
And they have videos too where they show you all the cool stuff.
I know. It's very frustrating.
I know. This is the problem when you buy an older house. It's like all the cool
stuff. Our house was new at the time we got it, but there's always something newer and cooler, BJ.
It's so true, dude. It is so true.
Pretty.
I walk into houses that are 20 years old, which look amazing because I remember when they were new 20 years ago and they already look dated.
Yeah.
Even though these are beautiful, expensive houses, you're like, wow, you really got to update this, B.
Look, you go outside and you have a fireplace.
Oh, yeah. My buddy made his own. See, my buddy did that. He's got a place in Redmond, and all the houses on the street look okay. But then you see my buddy who just went and bought this place in Redmond and did a whole remodel like that, and his house is the best house on the street with its own game room, which is just so jealous. Which is why I hate him, and he better know that I hate him.
Wow. This is what's going on, man.
He doesn't listen to the show, so I can say whatever I want about him.
How are you doing, Rev? You're a homeowner now. What are you doing? Are you feeling competitive?
Not necessarily with our neighbors, because they haven't really done a whole lot of stuff, but I still do want to do a lot of improvements. I mean, I want to change the garage into my own little mini studio. I've been working on the steampunk bar. We've got to redo the deck. We're looking to do...
Deck.
Yeah. We're doing the kitchen remodel. We want to do the kitchen remodel. That's the big one, too.
That's what everybody wants to do.
Yeah.
That's where the money goes, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Sink that, baby.
And then, unfortunately, I don't know, but we may have a sinkhole in our front yard.
You have a sinkhole?
Baby. The driveway is sagging a little bit.
You got these sandworms coming up? Is that what's happening?
We very well might.
Oh, yeah. Just look for the spice.
Yep. Watch out, dude.
Okay.
But, yeah, so we're just kind of holding off at this point because I'm waiting to see if my driveway collapses or not.
Damn. Dude, we were talking to the people in Rev's neighborhood, and they said a significant improvement would be if Rev moved out of the neighborhood. So
nobody says that. They all like me.
Okay.
Mostly, I think.
So there you go, man. I will tell you, this is the thing that people do, spending at least $3,500 a year on home improvements, not for you, but to basically one-up your neighbor. This is how we are as humans. We are competitive. We are monkey brain, lizard brain, whatever. That's really what we are at the end of the day.
It's like straight up National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with the Christmas lights. All year round.
Totally. We're all Griswolding is really what we're doing. I love this story because when I got into radio, I worked for this dude who he was making a good amount of money, so he bought a boat. And they had a thing where basically you could do balloon payments with the loans that they have. I don't know what the hell was going on back then, but basically it was like so easy to get a loan and your monthly payments were nothing except for every once in a while this gigantic balloon payment would come due, which is where you basically paid everything. And he went to the marina with his new boat, made friends with a guy, saw that guy's boat, went back, traded his boat in for another bigger boat. The other dude went and got another boat. This was all in one summer.
Boat wars.
He bought three boats in one summer, and I I'm sitting there with Kathy going, what is happening? I mean, this is insanity.
Yeah.
He kept trading up and trading up because he didn't like the guy. He's like, who is this guy? Why does he get to have a bigger boat than me? He's like, I want to get a bigger boat. It was just like, okay.
Was he like that with cars too or just boats?
Mostly boats. I mean, you know, I don't think the car, you know, he had a nice car. So you're really pretty much, you know, he was in good shape or that way, but he was just new to the boat world. And he had a nice little boat. It was great. And then all of a sudden, you had to get a bigger one and a bigger one.
That's the problem when you call it a nice little boat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I would be like, all right.
Yeah,
that
you boat shamed him, BJ.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say it was a nice little boat, but I mean, he basically saw that it was a little boat next to this other guy. And he just looked. He talked to the guy, got to know him, found out what the guy did for a living, and figured there's no way this guy should have this nice of a boat.
Gosh.
So he went and got a better boat.
He needs to smoke some pot.
I know. Yeah, it was hysterical. I used to make fun of him all the time on the show. I'd be like, really, dude, what are you doing? You're an idiot.
A little much.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah, luckily he met a nice person who taught him how to be smarter with his money.
A nice person.
Yeah, I mean, really, she changed his life because he was an idiot. I mean, he's a great guy. I love him, but he was an idiot when it came to that boat. Yeah. Oh, man. There's a new study out that's saying that, oh, this is fascinating. If I told you this profession who have the highest job satisfaction of any workers in the country, I think you'd be surprised.
Cam girl
is not the job. Mm. The average satisfaction, 9 out of 10 of these workers are really satisfied with their job.
DMV clerk.
Yeah, that's it.
I knew it.
Parking attendant.
Again, surprisingly, no.
Ooh, the parking ticket people.
That too.
Again, this is job satisfaction. haven't you watched Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul? Did Mike ever looked happy when he was in that parking
car wash person?
Did Walter White ever look happy?
You make good money.
Strip club janitor.
I was about to say that.
These are happiest professions.
Yeah.
The janitor? The one that's got to clean up everything? Why would they be happy?
But they're not.
Ladies.
The DJ, though.
The DJ could be happy, but no.
You want me to play that Shinedown song?
Yeah. Firefighters have the highest job satisfaction of any workers in the country. I mean, obviously, they do something good, sure, but that's a tough gig.
Oh, sure, it's a tough gig, but from the conversation we've had, very rewarding, obviously.
Super stressful, I would think.
And then also, I mean, but when there's downtime, it seems like everyone has, like, you build these bonds with your crew.
And we were at the firefighters'
sometimes
dinner.
Sometimes scheduling-wise, as weird as it is, I knew some buddies that loved that schedule because they'd work for a few days and then they were off for a good period of time.
You know, you make a really, really good point with that. And then when we went to that dinner and saw the camaraderie, I mean, the sense of community and brotherhood and sisterhood amongst
the firefighters. The sense of crap-talking, too.
Well, that's when you know you got a good community. When you could crap-talk anybody, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and do what you do, you know that's a good brotherhood-sisterhood thing going on.
So that's the best. Did they say what the worst?
The worst. Okay. Here's the most unhappy. And I'll give you the top 5 happy ones. And this is another one. Mine cutters. I don't even know what a mine cutter is. People go into the mines?
You explode stuff.
Okay. Pediatricians. Okay, you get to work with babies. Sure, that works. Communications professors.
To work with a baby as well. It's pretty awesome. It's very rewarding.
Look, even though Vicky's tiny, she still is a full-grown adult.
Talking about Vicky.
Oh, you were talking about it? I love communication professors. Are one of the happiest people for jobs, yet what they teach people to do is one of the most miserable jobs you could have, is being in communications. How ironic is that? And guidance counselors, that's cool because you're helping people figure out what they want to do with their life.
You're telling people what to do that they won't do anyway.
Yeah, you're right. You get to pretty much go, I know what you should do for the rest of your life. So here are the most unhappy workers.
Okay.
Court clerks.
Right. Is that the one that you have to take a lot of notes?
I think so. It's like, yeah. I mean, the person on People's Court, is that Rusty? I don't know who that is. Or is he the bailiff? I don't know. But
he's the bailiff.
Yeah. House cleaners and maids. Ooh, oh, Vicky, how happy is your mom?
Oh, she doesn't like her job. I mean, she makes good money and, like, busts her ass doing it. But, you know, she's getting up there in age and it hurts.
Yeah.
Hurts the knees.
I try to be as nice as I can to the folks that come to clean my house because I wouldn't want to do that myself in my own home. And they're coming to do it. So I try to be cool because I don't know how happy they are at their job.
Oh, I'm super loving and caring to the person that cleans my house. My wife is the best.
Wow. Okay.
And I love myself. Because I help clean the house.
Oh, do you love yourself?
Yes.
You talked about that deck before, so I guess you probably do.
Hey, luckily the dump also works on the online as well.
So oh, it does now?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's a new thing.
It's a great thing.
Oh, I can say a lot of stuff now.
No, you can't.
Yes, I will.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, thanks for that information.
What about gynecologists?
Gynecologists. No, not on the list of either one.
See, you think it might be fun, but usually people are going to the doctor because they have issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I had a buddy, he's a gynecologist, and he had the greatest joke ever about it. He's like, what's it like? He's like, it's like being a pizza delivery person.
Oh, you get
you
to
see you, it, you can smell it, this, you just can't.
You know.
Oh, wow. Okay, but I think we could have done without the combo. I mean, we kind of got it, but you, yeah, thanks.
No, I didn't think you were tracking.
Oh, you didn't think I was getting it? Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I got it. Insurance claims and policy clerks. Yeah, that sucks. It's just like, you know, what, Mr. Incredible, when he had to tell the old lady she couldn't have whatever the insurance coverage. I mean, I always look at that scene and go, I think that that's pretty much what it must be like, you know, when you've got it. Because you're a regular person. You're not the one actually owning the company. And you got to tell somebody, you know what, well, you're not covered. That's got to suck.
And then no one's ever happy talking to an insurance claim person because it's typically for a bad reason that you're
hiring for your small business. If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Contacting them.
Yes, and then you sometimes have to give them the news like, you know what, you're not as covered as you thought you were, and that sucks. Telemarketers, how about the people we hate don't like their jobs either?
No, I was a telemarketer for an hour and a half. Then I went on break, got in my car, and went home.
Yes, I know.
I made three calls. One of them was the person berating me because I was calling them during dinner time, which obviously it makes sense. And I was just like, this is the person I hate. I can't do this.
Yeah. So I don't answer any calls, so I don't have to worry about it. They don't bother me if I don't answer their calls.
Yeah, I mean, if they can still get paid and I don't got to answer the phone, then everybody wins.
So I see on this also people who work at the post office.
Oh.
Is the least happy.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know why.
I think because they just, I mean, at least, you know, I mean, I don't know about the, I don't know what goes on beyond what happens at the counter, but they never are happy. So there must be something in us just bringing our packages and all the stupid questions. I don't know. And
maybe
it looks like it's just a madhouse in the post office, you know, as far as mail and packages.
Well, during the holidays, I can understand why you'd be miserable.
But I never see a happy person at the post office. Now, my mail carrier, on the other hand, I mean, she's actually a happy person and is always very friendly. But the post office people themselves, I've never seen a happy person. You know, and you would think, I live on Mercer Island. I always expect that the happiest people will be on Mercer Island because they got to at least look like they're happy to see us because we might complain because, you know, how rich people can be. They'll complain if you don't treat them like kings and queens. But you know what? Post office, they do not. I actually get a kick out of seeing people walk in with their fancy clothes and outfits and they get treated like crap by the post office because post office employees don't care.
Keep them humble. Break their backs, like Aaron Sheik said.
Yeah. Is that what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Maybe that's where they're getting all of their, you know, customer service techniques from the Iron Sheik.
I hope so.
All right, you know what? You might want to think twice before using that app that makes you look old. Oh, too late for that. Thanks, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Danny didn't do any check-in, and now we could be in trouble with the Russians.
Oh, gosh.
And that's all because, you've seen people using the Face app. If you've been on, you've seen us. Of course, it makes you look old. That app that uses the AI to alter your photos, and people have been using it to make themselves look old, that old filter. Turns out Face app is made by a company in Russia, and when you use it, you're giving them access to all your photos. And in their privacy policy, by using the app, you're basically granting them permission to use your altered and non-altered photos however they want for eternity.
See, I see people freaking out about this. I feel like this is something that's happening a lot with any app that we have. We're just handing over anything, any of these picture things that we've done. But it's funny how, because it's from a place in Russia, that we just assume they're like it's the evil Russians and they're taking our pictures. Like, nothing I don't know where any of these damn apps are coming from, but all of a sudden, because this one's from Russia, we're freaking out.
That people are freaking out.
It's so funny.
It also immediately uploads your photos to a server rather than just processing them on your phone. The company says they're using a data center in the U.S., but there's nothing stopping them from moving those photos elsewhere. So, is this a Russian project to build a facial recognition database on all of us? Well, they're saying it doesn't seem that way. Could it turn into that if they wanted to? Well, sure, why not? I mean, they've got them. What else would they? I mean, they could if they wanted to, because they've already got the pictures. And basically, there's nothing we can do if they want to do that. Now, what could they do with this? I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. If these photos could be used to grant access to our private stuff because we start using facial recognition in order to be able to get into locked areas instead of passwords, you know, online.
Like on your phone or whatever.
Maybe. Yeah, then I could see where that's an issue. If now they have my picture, I can put it anywhere. Or what if they can put my picture on an ad in Russia somewhere? This guy thinks this is a great idea. I mean, you know, who knows?
This guy has herpes.
Whoa. Even better.
Well, you know, for like one of those Valtrex ads.
Yeah, of course.
And then you go to Russia and it's like all these women are running away from you and you don't know why.
Yeah, now we know. I'm with you, Steve. And at the same time, God, I do know that when it comes to a country that just isn't as free as America, even if there's a business that says, hey, we're just trying to be cool, we know that governments can go in and give those businesses a hard time and make them turn over stuff that they really would say, I don't have to turn this over to you. But you can ask like the Googles of the world and the Facebooks of the world. They have a hard time in other countries when it comes to like, you're just going to give us that data. And they're like, why? Because that's how we do it here.
So we're all freaking out about this because we're handing over our pictures. But we all have social media where we post our own pictures there for vanity all the time. Then anyone could just go to our Instagram or our Twitter and get and just take the picture if they want to. I'm not doing anything to keep. I just think it's silly how we're freaking out because it's like, oh, my gosh, now they have access to my pictures. Don't bother going to my Instagram where there's a ton of pictures of me, you know?
Well, when you think about this software program, though, here's the thing that really does concern me a little bit, is that this software program is pretty amazing that it can age us and look really like, wow, that looks legit, which means if they've got my face in a really complex situation where maybe they can manipulate my face better than whatever Twitter or Facebook could ever do. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the only thing that would concern me is like, what kind of power does this company have now that I've given them this face? I don't know, but it's all Skynet to me.
And one of the crazy things that I've seen recently have been the deep fakes where they superimpose somebody's face onto something else. One of them I watched, it was Bill Hader on like on Conan or on Fallon or something like that, and he was doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, but they superimposed Arnold's face on Bill Hader's body. And I didn't even realize that it was done. I was just like, oh, Bill Hader looks a little weird in this, you know? And then after watching it for a while, I realized what they did. And it's really creepy what they can do with this stuff. And then they have access now to all of your photos. And they also say that this gives you access to like all of your photos on your phone, which means maybe those nudes that you have on there that you were saving for somebody.
Oh, boy. Well, I sent them to you already, Rev, so yeah. I don't need to save them. I already deleted those nudes.
Yeah, you know, we're not anybody important. I think that's the thing, Steve. Like, you know, like, who cares? Someone wants to mess with me, go ahead. What do I got?
It's like when you say people freak out about the damn cameras that are in the neighborhoods, you know? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, well, have fun looking at me walking my dog. Like, I'm not doing anything that I don't care. And it's like, I'm not even using this app. Danny did it. I didn't do it.
Thank goodness it was Danny. So, Dan, they have access to all your pictures.
Oh, it's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people gave me.
Right.
I honestly do not care. Like, I'm like, everything I put on Facebook, like, they have my credit card information. They have everything. If they want to screw me, they can. But at that point, like, I don't care where the app is based.
It's such a fear-based mentality, though. Like, oh, my gosh, the Russians now have a picture of me.
I feel like this is, like, very 80s. The Russians.
But here's what I will say.
Right.
Here's what I will say.
Did Rocky fight Drago for a reason?
He did. But here's what I am going to say to you. And of course, this is totally sci-fi. And it was the latest season of Star Trek Discovery. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the entire season. But
cool, I'll tune out.
Artificial intelligence basically created a scenario where it made it look like one of the crew members killed three people in a facility. And they said, this is verified. This is stamped. This really happened. And of course, it was faked. So it's like, Are we going to get to a point where video evidence is going to be presented at a trial that looks completely legit, will be completely verified, but indeed was falsified because of the sophistication of this AI stuff?
Yeah,
that's what
man.
Freaks me out. Is like, could they put me in a place where I wasn't, but say this is completely verified and I'm screwed?
That's what I'm talking about with those deep fakes, man.
Yeah,
it's going to be where you look at something online, and I know people are doing it now where we can't necessarily believe things.
Spock was innocent, but they said he was a killer.
Yeah. It's going to get worse.
You guys watch too many movies.
That's great. Well, maybe so.
This is real Danny.
But wait. Steve is afraid of Skynet, though, and he doesn't want AI. So it's not like
those are real. Robots are real, man.
Okay.
I've watched those videos of robots doing crazy ass.
But Skynet isn't real. That is
It probably is. I just don't understand why we're freaking out about the fact that an app has access to the pictures that we handed over to them.
This is where it starts, Steve. Mm-hmm.
I think we're just getting a little too crazy with this stuff.
All right. I think Steve's in bed with the Russians.
Yeah, well, look
quite
at him.
Possibly.
He kind of looks like a Russian.
Yeah.
I mean, bald and cold.
I do still love Vladimir Tretiak, the goalie.
Okay, well, there you go. I don't know who that is, but it just proves you love him. You love
1980s
Russia.
He's goalie, man.
Do you like vodka?
Love vodka.
Damn it, you're a Russian spy!
Yeah. I even like White Russians.
Oh, why is it going to be about race with you?
Well, that's what the drink is called, dude.
Okay, you know what? I Steve, I want to believe that it's we're going crazy. I really do. But, I mean, the day that somebody falsifies some sort of video or whatever kind of evidence is when I'm going to be like, see? You know, I mean, it's...
But it could be done with anything. It doesn't... Yeah. This app is not going to be the reason.
This app starts it.
If anything, I'd like people to stop using this app because after a while, I'm just sick of looking at everybody's pictures of them as old people.
Yeah, you're kind of done with it?
Oh, it's totally...
Even though we did it ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we're guilty of it.
We're guilty of it. It was fun for a day. If anyone's doing it today, stop.
So really,
just stop.
How sad is that? That a cool new thing. It's like after two, three days, we're done with it.
Yeah, because everybody
has no shelf life.
Everybody's post on social media is a picture of them as an old person.
Even Russell Wilson did it.
I know. And once Russell does it, you know it's not cool anymore.
Somebody said Russell looked like a black Mel Gibson. Which I thought with his picture, I don't know if I completely see that.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Do you really want to be associated with Mel Gibson's? Like, hey, when I get old, I'm going to look like this guy. That's not good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember everyone gave me crap when I got my new phone because it's not thumbprint activated anymore. It's face. So I unlock it just with my face.
See, well, now the Russians know. They can take over your phone.
Everyone's like, the government has your pictures, man. I'm like, have you never taken a photo for a license? I'm sure the government has my picture already.
Oh, they do. They probably have a lot of your pictures, Vicky. Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
That's why I changed my name.
Okay. So, check it out. Russians are taking over the world.
Steve doesn't care.
Damn straight.
Just remember, Steve doesn't care. He's the first one we should arrest. Got a new survey. 70% of people say, here's what's up. I wish I lived somewhere else. One of the persons in this room is to the left of me as I saw him drooling all over a place he wishes he could live.
Yeah, right?
You are drooling all over that house that you can't live in.
It's such
you
a
are
nice
that
house.
Guy.
I know.
You
have
I'm very happy with my home.
Yeah, right? You say that?
I am.
And you are cheating on your house. I saw you. You were leering at the bigger bedrooms beautiful
the barn door.
Yeah, you were.
The fireplace outside.
If I was your house, I'd go, you know what? You can sleep on the couch.
Yeah, watch today, like the furnace breaks or something like that.
Oh, the house! Oh, yeah, the man. House is going to be. Yeah, the house is going to be pissed at you.
Oh, it should be.
Yeah, it's like I got
eyes for another house.
All these years of my life I gave you, Steve, and you're looking at this place in Bonnie Lake, you
right?
Jerk.
You're going to turn your back on me and Puyallup.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you, Steve?
And you know what? And pretty much, you want to stay in the same general area. Half the people go, yeah, I want to move, but I want to stay in the same general area. And that would be you.
No, dude. Yeah, I love living in the South End.
Do you show me that house? And I know that it's a pricey house, but what that house would be worth on Mercer Island, it would have to be triple, maybe even quadruple the price.
I would definitely say triple.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
And it's a 40-minute drive sometimes for me, you know, or longer, depending on what time I leave my house or I leave work. But to me, it's worth it to be able to have, like, a little property.
It's still not a cheap place.
And not break the bank every month when I'm paying my mortgage.
It really is. I mean, we are an insane. I know we're not as bad as like San Francisco or whatever, but still we're
close, I bet.
Yeah, we're nuts. I mean, supposedly our housing market has calmed down a little bit, but Yeah, it's just expensive. I mean, Vicky had to go all the way, what, to Canada in order to get a house?
Much.
Yeah. I mean, really.
She's living in Montana now, actually.
Yes.
It's crazy.
But almost a third of us do want to live in a different part of the state or a neighboring state.
Oh, if you had to pick somewhere outside, okay, not Mercer Island, where are you going to live?
Oh, I wanted to go to West Seattle.
Yeah.
I really did. I love Alki Beach.
West Seattle's pretty awesome.
But that damn bridge, I just know. That traffic is a beating, and getting on 5 is a beating.
Take the water taxi.
I know. The water taxi's kind of cool. And there's, I think they're doing more water taxi stuff soon.
For me, I would think I would go now that new Ruston area, that new development area.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
In Tacoma.
Down in Tacoma on Ruston Way.
Oh, really?
Waterfront.
You go a little bit deeper. It used to be like, basically you go to Ruston Way to go to like the Ram and a couple other places.
Yeah, Shenanigans.
Shenanigans, that's right. If you say it one more time. But now like you go a little bit further and they got a great like area with restaurants and shops and
they've
things
got a
like
great
that.
Theater
an ice cream place ice
I
cream
love
social.
When they do that my you know it's funny my wife never liked when they did that to an area but I love those places like University Village and yep. The Landing
yeah it's
and,
that kind of vibe
I
yeah,
love
that.
That
yeah
but
yeah.
You're on the water
yeah
right
oh I know you can't beat
it's
that
it's beautiful
I've thought about that again here's the problem it's the commute because we work here in Seattle, I do not want to have to go back and forth from Seattle to Tacoma every day. I know people do it. It is a beating. Every time I go south for any reason after the show mm-hmm. and see the line of traffic of people mm-hmm. coming from the south to Seattle, it's a beating.
See, the only reason why I'm able to do it is because we get up so early.
Yeah, that's the
and
only
so, thing. Like, yeah, like I'm leaving at like 3:30 in the morning and there's nothing. But even today, there were 4 lanes closed because a semi got into an accident down in South Seattle.
I know, man.
And fortunately, it wasn't that long of a wait, but there are times where I'm just stuck.
All right, Rev, you can pick somewhere else to live. Where are you going?
I would stay in Tacoma.
That's not the question. That's like saying none of the above, you dumb.
wow. You know what?
Well, give us an answer.
If you had between the any Russians amount of money.
And your answer, Steve's had it.
I know, right?
You dumb.
But dumb. I don't know.
You know what,
Steve? I just don't know.
All right, Danny, let's play this game with you. Danny, yeah. If you could live elsewhere outside of West Seattle, where would you go?
Tacoma.
All right, thank you. That's how this works.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Danny to...
That was simple. There's no other place. There's no other place in Washington State that you'd rather go to. You're really a Tacoma kid?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I grew up there.
All right.
I'm familiar with it. I know where stuff is.
Or would you live in a different neighborhood? Like by the water?
Yeah. Like what Steve was talking about with like mm-hmm. Ruston or like North
Well, then
Tacoma.
Why couldn't you come up with that as an answer?
Because it's in the same city.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Vicky, you just moved to Marysville. Yeah. So, I mean, is it too soon to ask you to get the hell out?
No, I think it'd be nicer to be closer. But I always thought Edmonds would be pretty cool to live in. Just like right by the water.
Edmonds
all
is
the cool
a fun
shops.
Town. Yeah.
It's just pretty chill. I like it. And it's still close enough to where it's not that bad.
Edmonds would, yeah. I think Edmonds would be a cool place to live.
You know what I love is that we're talking about like places we'd like to live if we could. Now we're getting texts from real estate agents like, hey, hit me up if you guys need a place.
Well, this is a shocker. I'm surprised that a real estate agent.
That hustle.
Yeah,
I mean,
they got a hustle. But I mean, everybody I know is a realtor.
I'm loyal to mine. I like my guy.
I like this person. I'm with Spokane. I would move there, except that then they have like some non-union issues with their job. But, you know.
Oh, yeah, Spokane.
I love Spokane, but obviously that's a tough commute.
No, Spokane's okay. I'm not a big fan of Spokane.
Well,
it's okay, but I'm not a big fan.
Spokane. You only have gone into the
you
gaming
board
hotel.
Games in a hotel.
You didn't explore Spokane.
Well, I've been to Spokane before then.
Have you gone to the river and walked around that area?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's okay.
It's gotten nicer over the years.
No, you don't understand.
They got barbecue. You there with the
here's
line.
The problem they get winters that's why
yeah
that's the
super
problem.
Cold
it's
winter.
Nothing DJ against gets the, triggered
oh definitely I've had enough of my winter I mean I don't want to live in a place that has snow all the time because I've lived my entire life doing that Spokane's a cool city except the winters that's
so
really
there's Leavenworth would be cool
ooh yes
yeah because then you get all the pretzels
yes
okay
you can I want to live in one of the houses that look
out.
Like that
what this is an actual store that they just had those sweet ass Bavarian pretzels
I mean that's not a reason to go live anywhere it's a great reason to go visit Leavenworth.
It's a sweet amenity.
I mean, there's saltwater taffy, the cheese store,
you
the
know,
hat store.
You guys, cheese store.
Ducks guys, and drakes. Is that the only reason?
Store.
There's got to be a better reason
cool
than just
houses.
That.
Do you not listen to our show? We live on life revolving around food.
Well, I got a list of the 10 elements of a dream neighborhood. We have time to do this?
Sure.
I mean, only because you brought it up, and I just feel like since you're talking about why you'd want to go to a place, and you're saying what, the food? Well, I mean, restaurants do make it. Fast casual restaurants actually are a big reason why people like to go to a new neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The fast cash.
Yeah.
You're going to come to my house later today. You're going to see all the restaurants by my house. I have everything.
Well, you're up. I mean, you're not too far from Tulalip, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the outlets and everything?
Yep. I have a Carl's Jr. I have a Sonic, Popeyes by my house.
God, I am jealous.
Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Which, in case you didn't know, there's an Orange Julius in
Never
it,
too. Never heard of it. Wow. Well, grocery stores are a big reason why people... Now, what grocery stores outside of like maybe Trader Joe's or Whole Foods where you can get something different, but every other place, if you get like a QFC, a Safeway, and Albertsons, they're pretty much the same, aren't they?
Yeah, but the problem is some places don't have grocery stores. Fife doesn't have a grocery store.
But they've got the poodle dog.
Oh, yeah. But you can't,
and the
legendary pup room.
The pup room is pretty sweet.
I mean, come on, BJ went there once 20 years ago. And
dude, the poodle dog rocked. I honestly, every time I drive by Fife, I go, do I have time? I need to go to the poodle dog. I never have time.
Like, we had a Hagen's right by our house. It was like a minute away from our home. And once that place left, and now it's like something else, and it's not a grocery store. I was kind of bummed. I'm like, man, that was part of the fun of having where we lived. It was like it was an easy commute just to go quickly go grab something.
You're right, dude. Mm-hmm. It sucks because I know Factoria's going through that because they lost their Safeway at the Factoria Mall. And it's a bummer because, you know, like, you're like, okay, now where am I going to go? And I go, oh, maybe across the street to the QFC. Okay.
So it's like, where the hell are you going to work in Leavenworth? The pretzel store.
Yeah.
That's a good point. But look, Leavenworth is beautiful. Again, a place I'd like to visit because it is deep. I don't want to live deep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people love living deep where there's nothing around
them.
And Washington State's got plenty of places like that. But I just don't want to live that deep. I really don't. I like to visit deep.
Mm.
I don't want to live deep.
Mm.
Hey, man.
So I'm glad parks, to know where your line is.
So, Steve, grocery stores, parks, good schools. You got all that where you are? Or do you have to go to that Bondi Lake house you're cheating on, though?
Wait, we got schools. We got stuff.
Got good restaurants.
Got a mall right by us.
How about a farmer's market?
No, that would be nice. Oh, no, actually, we do have a farmer's market. We have is that what they are when people set up stuff outside?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for the most part. I mean, I would think Puyallup's got to have something.
Oh, yeah, we do have a fun farmer's market.
Yeah.
is that the thing where they set up stuff outside and sell you things?
I mean, that's what I call
it. Flowers.
But do they stay there? Like, do you have it all year round? Oh, an all year round farmer's market's nice.
It's on the weekends. I don't know if it's all year round, to be honest.
Yeah, Mercer Island only has it until the fall. Like, it starts, like, sometime in May and ends in the fall. And it's fun. Like you said, people just selling you fresh stuff.
West Seattle is every Sunday for the entire year, and it's fantastic.
Same with Ballard.
That's our goal this summer, is my wife and I were going to go try and check out every farmer's market in the area within driving distance, obviously.
Man mission, woman mission.
Married mission.
So you've done Pike already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done that one. We've done Puyallup.
I feel like that should be last.
Why?
Because isn't that the best one we got?
I mean, it's debatable.
Oh, I don't know.
There's too many people.
Okay, yeah, there's that. But as far as variety, I mean, for a farmer.
You've seen one flower, you've seen them all, BJ.
I think there's a little bit more than a flower at the Fourth Pike Place, but all right. All righty. Okay, yesterday, Steve... The man wants to see all the farmers markets. Wow. I'm telling you right now, you're a regular Magellan, you are.
It's a real manly mission.
Yeah. Steve, to get this one right.
Which is the only vowel located on the center row of a standard keyboard?
Oh,
no. Like the mayonnaise.
No, okay.
I don't know.
An A.
Yes. Good job, buddy.
All right.
You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat the Farmer. Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.